Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Five Apology Languages, The Secret to Healthy Relationships, Gary Chapman offers a transformative approach to mending and strengthening relationships through the power of apology. Building on the success of his previous work on love languages, Chapman, together with co-author Jennifer Thomas, explores how individuals express and receive apologies differently. This insightful book posits that understanding and implementing the five apology languages can lead to deeper emotional healing and sustained relational harmony. It serves as a guide for readers to discover their own apology language, as well as to recognize and respond effectively to others, facilitating better communication and empathy in various relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the five apology languages. Gary Chapman introduces the concept of five distinct apology languages that individuals use to express remorse, mirroring the framework of the five love languages. These include expressing regret, accepting responsibility, making restitution, genuinely repenting, and requesting forgiveness. Each language caters to different emotional needs and preferences in understanding apologies. By identifying one's primary apology language and recognizing that of others, individuals can tailor their apologies to be more effective and emotionally significant. This understanding not only helps in healing wounds, but also in preventing misunderstandings and conflicts from escalating. Secondly, expressing regret. The emotional acknowledgement, the first apology language, expressing regret, focuses on conveying sincere emotional remorse over one's actions. It involves acknowledging the pain caused to another person, showing that the apologizer genuinely feels sorrowful. This language emphasizes emotional connection and validation, helping the offended party feel understood and cared for. For individuals whose primary language is expressing regret, a simple, heartfelt acknowledgement of the pain caused can be more powerful than any defensive explanation or promise for future behavior. Thirdly, accepting responsibility. Admission of wrongdoing. Accepting responsibility is an apology language that necessitates the offender's acknowledgement of their mistakes explicitly. This involves a clear confession without excuses, demonstrating accountability for the actions taken. For many, an apology does not feel complete unless the wrongdoer admits their error, thus validating the feelings and grievances of the affected party. Embracing this language helps rebuild trust and sets a foundation for constructive dialogue about growth and future behavior changes. Fourthly, making restitution. Correcting the mistakes. Making restitution goes beyond verbal apology to encompass actions taken to correct wrongs and balance the scales. This apology language is about showing commitment to fixing the problem created and may involve monetary compensation, time investment, or other efforts to restore what was lost or damaged. Such gestures demonstrate the apologizer's commitment to justice and fairness, providing tangible evidence of their concern and respect for the relationship's health and the wronged party's well-being. Lastly, genuinely repenting. Committing to change, genuinely repenting involves a promise to change and a plan to prevent future mistakes. This language appeals to those who need to see proactive behavior and assurances that the offense will not be repeated. Including steps for change or ways to improve behaviors, genuinely repenting shows a commitment to relationship growth and personal development. This can greatly reassure the hurt party that the apology isn't just mere words, but is supported by actionable intentions. In conclusion, The Five Apology Languages, The Secret to Healthy Relationships by Gary Chapman, is essential reading for anyone seeking to improve their interpersonal relationships. Understanding and applying the five apology languages can significantly impact how we interact with those around us, ensuring that our apologies are sincere and effective. This book is particularly beneficial for couples, family members, and professionals who aim to foster a nurturing environment where communication and understanding prevail over conflict and resentment. By equipping readers with this knowledge, Chapman provides tools that are instrumental in healing and deepening connections, making it a worthwhile read for anyone committed to personal growth and relationship success. If you would like to support Gary Chapman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.